I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. Out of control. Something's missing, but you don't know what. Exhausting. Nothing seems to just go right and stay right. I remember those declarations being the story of my life. Chaos was the most accurate word to describe my life, and I hated it to my very core. I just didn't know what to do to fix it. And every time I tried adopting a new approach, a new religion, a new mindset, I became more miserable, more dissatisfied, and really self-destructive. It was just like this awful, repetitive, vicious cycle that would actually start spiraling down, you know, wouldn't just stay in the same, at the same level. It was going downward. I was so disappointed in not being who I knew deep inside, deep down inside I could be. I can't count how many times I would come to the same juncture of quote unquote, something's got to give, but I would make the same decisions over and over and over again. And I couldn't see back then, like I very clearly see now, that I was creating the things that I hated because I was too afraid to do things differently because I'd been so acclimated to being able to sustain chaos. And that's like so weird, you know? And you're like, it's making me miserable. So why do I keep doing it? And it's fear. It's fear of not knowing who you'll become, what kind of people you'll be associated with, if you'll be able to, you know, sustain. And I think for me, being such a performance-driven person, I was really afraid of failing. I was afraid of like really giving it my all to transform my life and think about things in a new, you know, perspective or whatnot, and then not being successful and then going, now I really don't have anything to live for, you know? Because suicide attempts had been part of that chaos and part of those self-destructive things that I was doing. So I was missing it. I was missing something in my life. And I was trying to fix it myself with what the world was offering as solutions. So as we always do, we're going to refer to the wisdom of Oswald Chambers. Okay. And I have loved reading his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. It has really transformed my life, how I think about myself, my existence, my relationship with God. And it is the inspiration for Righteous Interruption, so for this very podcast. And so what Oswald Chambers says and shares in every one of his devotionals is indeed what I would term an interruption in our thought process. And, you know, for me, it's, am I responding righteously to that interruption? So during those years and decades of chaos that I was going to, the one thing that was consistent is that I did not have a righteous response to those interruptions and to those crises and to those closed doors. And so I would just continue cultivating chaotic soil, if you would, because I wasn't going to another place, right, to start planting myself. So let us read the devotion, Destined to be Holy, and then I'm going to connect it to today's message, which is entitled, Set Apart Yet Aligned. So Destined to be Holy starts 1 Peter 1:16. Oh, and if I can also say this, that I know that not all of you may profess a belief in Jesus Christ or the doctrine of Christian faith, while others of you may be fence riders seeking out that thing that determines what you ultimately believe. But this message and its fundamental truth, it brings value to us all as we navigate this journey that we call life. Because I do believe that there is an unequivocal truth in this life. Truth is not subjective. And ultimately, we are all going to have to come face to face with truth and decide, do we believe it or do we reject it? So no matter where you are on your faith journey, your journey of belief, I do hope that righteous interruption brings to you clarity, may bring to you things that are worth pondering, that will bring you to a place where you recognize truth and you allow for it to work its wonders in your life, starting with your mind. So once again, 1 Peter 1:16 says, "It is written, be holy, for I am holy." We must continually remind ourselves of the purpose of life. We are not destined to happiness nor to health, but to holiness. Today, we have far too many desires and interests, and our lives are being consumed and wasted by them. Many of them may be right, noble, and good, and may later be fulfilled, but in the meantime, God must cause their importance to us to decrease. The only thing that truly matters is whether a person will accept the God who will make them holy. At all costs, a person must have the right relationship with God. And that is it. You know, a lot of people don't understand even what the word holy means. So this is now me talking, not Oswald Chambers. I love what happens when I read his devotions, because it's the Holy Spirit that kind of just speaks to me and has me kind of interject thoughts, or he interjects thoughts to me. And I will be doing that throughout these podcasts, is sharing those thoughts as they come up. But, you know, a lot of times people have no idea what the word holy means. You ask them, well, what is holy? And they're like, oh, being perfect, being sinless, being righteous. Well, actually, no, it doesn't mean any of those things. And hence the title of today's episode, Set Apart, Yet Aligned. So being holy is to be set apart. That's why God, he is the Holy One, because he is set apart. And he calls us to be holy, i.e. set apart by Christ living through us through the Holy Spirit. And then he also calls us to lead a life in alignment with his will for us. Why? Because at the point that we're set apart, we're not going to be at peace until we're now living in alignment with the one that we're set apart to be with and be guided by, because of course, we are not our own God. So if I can continue here with the devotion, do I believe I need to be holy? Ask yourself that question. Do I believe I need to be holy? Do I believe that God can come into me and make me holy? If through your preaching you convince me that I am unholy, I then resent your preaching. The preaching of the gospel awakens an intense resentment because it is designed to reveal my unholiness, but it also awakens an intense yearning and desire within me. God has only one intended destiny for mankind, holiness. It's not happiness, y'all. It's not living free from any kind of worry and anxiety. It's not getting to have everything that you want. So that is not privilege when you see other people supposedly living like that and then you want to be like that and that's your goal. His one goal for us is holiness. So continuing, his only goal is to produce saints. God is not some eternal blessing machine for people to use, and he did not come to save us out of pity. He came to save us because he created us to be holy. Atonement through the cross of Christ means that God can put me back into perfect oneness with himself through the death of Jesus Christ without a trace of anything coming between us any longer. I love this next paragraph here because it is so true, even in today, especially in today's times. It goes like this. It says, "Never tolerate, because of sympathy for yourself or for others, any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God." Holiness means absolute purity of your walk before God. The words coming from your mouth and every thought in your mind, placing every detail of your life under the scrutiny of God himself. Holiness is not simply what God gives me, but what God has given me that is being exhibited in my life. And so we were talking about before that holiness does not mean perfection. It doesn't. It means being set apart so that then you're choosing that through the Holy Spirit, God himself, Christ himself, indwelling your body as the vessel that carries it in this world, that you're allowing for him to make you wonderful, make you perfect in all of your ways. So You are setting yourself apart willingly as that being your job to say, yes, I am willing to be set apart, but also in surrender to what he then, through his power, which we do not have, can manifest within us to create those fruits that we call of the Spirit, right? And God does say that when we believe in him and when we decide to be holy and set apart, we indeed are saints. And it is that journey that is such a joy to us that we can experience that as we come into more oneness with him, meaning aligned in more oneness with him, that we can experience the joy that comes from that, because now we're not living subject to what the world tells us. We're not living subject to all the consequences that sinful behaviors pose on us. We are now living free. And so when we talk about holiness, we need to understand that there are times when God will bring us to a place to make that decision. And I hope that he does that for every person on this planet. I think he does. And at that moment of interruption, whether it is interrupting you to choose faith initially or interrupting you to choose to pursue more holiness, right, by allowing him to take control of more areas of your life, we should seize those opportunities righteously and understand that those moments are gifts that are being given to us, that holiness and being set apart is allowing for us to let God have full control over our lives, basically altering, if you would, our humanity bit by bit and allowing for him to replace those certain behaviors and those certain decisions that we make or those perspectives that are very human. And he does that in such an awesome, gracious way. And then once we start giving him the rule of our life, then we'll start experiencing that just pleasure of being able to live above and outside of the world. You know, a lot of times people say, okay, you want to be in the world, but not of the world. And that, I believe, is what holiness is that indeed you can live in this world, but you don't have to be of the world and therefore subjected to all of the consequences that come along with thinking with just a worldly perspective. So I would encourage you today, if you are at a place in your life where you were like me and you were just could not figure out how to get out of this spiral, out of this vicious circle or vicious cycle of chaos, I want to encourage you to think about where you are, if you would, on the holiness spectrum, what you believe is your purpose here in this life, what your allegiance is to, what are you going to search for and find out answers. And be very, very honest with yourself about whether or not your search and your lack of surrender to an authority greater than you is actually causing the very problems that you can't stand, causing the very problems that make you anxious, make you depressed, make you want to just throw in the towel. Because I can guarantee you that if you explore the potential of deciding to be set apart, deciding to live holy, deciding to allow God to show you why you're here and who you are and how loved you are by him, your life will change drastically. Will it be easy? Of course not. Because there are always forces that are fighting that progress. It's natural. It's the world that we live in. But it is so worth it. And let him, through that, start to refine you, refine your choices, and you will see that all of a sudden that vicious cycle will start to end. And what you probably will see is the things that you thought that you wanted really aren't the things that you want. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode of Righteous Interruption and that you will join me again next time. My name is Martine Helu Allen, and we can stay connected and you can listen to other podcast episodes, previous ones maybe that you haven't heard yet, on the website righteousinterruption.com.